Welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes with Jim. The period between 1890 and 1930 has long been of interest to me. It was an era of amazing transition, fueled by visionaries, intellectual giants, and eccentrics. Many are forgotten today, but we still benefit from their contributions.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Before we begin this morning's journey through time, I want to say thank you to the Boys of the Road Crew for our theme song. Need some road trip inspiration? Check out some of their great road trip inspiring tunes at roadcrew66.com. C. Harold Wills was possessed with an insatiable curiosity and a sharp mind. He had developed an abiding passion for automobiles in the mid-1890s. He apprenticed as a machinist at the Boyer Machine Company in Detroit. In 1899, he began moonlighting for free for another visionary genius with a natural mechanical inclination, Henry Ford. Ford, like Wills, learned by doing, but unlike Ford, who worked instinctively, Wills studied, became a brilliant draftsman, a metallurgist, a mechanical engineer, and was adept at creating detailed blueprints. He worked closely with Ford on development of the 999 and Arrow race cars that were at the cornerstone of his automotive empire. The Ford Motor Company was founded in 1903 with Wills as the company's chief engineer. At night, Wills continued his studies and experiments that led to the development of vanadium steel alloys, which allowed Ford to make lighter and stronger frames. As a hobby, Wills became a talented calligrapher and designed the famous Ford script for the company emblem. Eventually, Wills' earnings at Ford enabled him to establish his own automobile manufacturing company in 1921. The Wills St. Clair Company survived only 6 years, but in that short time, it pioneered development of the V8 engine with an overhead cam. Charles F. Kettering forever changed the world when he devised the first practical key ignition and electric starter system. It debuted on the 1912 Cadillac. For better or for worse, he was also the pioneer behind the creation of leaded gasoline and freon gas, automotive safety glass, and an incubator for premature babies. He also established a cancer research facility, an engineering school, introduced the electric cash register, and developed an electric diesel dynamo that would replace steam as the power for locomotives. Alfred Vacheron isn't a very familiar name, even among automotive enthusiasts. He took part in the Paris-Rouen race with a 4-horsepower Panhard, which he had modified. Counted among the many innovative features on his car was a steering wheel. This is the first vehicle steered without a tiller. John Boyd Dunlap was a Scottish veterinary surgeon who enjoyed tinkering and experimented. In the late 1870s, Dunlap developed a practical pneumatic tire for his son's tricycle, and then for friends' bicycles. In 1887, he attempted to have them made commercially in Scotland, and a patent was granted on December 7, 1888. The project was stillborn until he partnered with Harry Ducros, son of the president of the Irish Cyclist Association, and established the J.B. Dunlop Tire Company. Benjamin Briscoe was an astute businessman. He had launched David Buick as an automobile manufacturer. He was also the money man behind Maxwell Briscoe, a company that was later reorganized as Maxwell and in 1926 as Chrysler. But even men with vision can miss the mark on occasion. Sales of the Briscoe automobile were initially hampered with its Cyclops headlight that prevented its use in several states. The laminated papier-mâché body panels on the first models was an odd choice, especially when one considers the cornerstone of Briscoe's fortune was as a sheet metal manufacturer. My pa long told me that it was better to fill the head with useless knowledge than no knowledge at all. The infancy of the auto industry provides endless opportunity to put my pa's wisdom to the test. It's also an era with endless stories of inspiration. Okay, folks, it's about time to wrap it up for this week. Join us next week for another episode of 5 Minutes with Jim, an adventure through time. Before I go, I want to give a shout out to the Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari, New Mexico. A near perfect blending of the past and present. A touch of 1960s swank. A living time capsule where the traveler is assured a restful night's sleep after an adventuresome day on Route 66. Until we meet again, mi amigos, adios. See you next week.
Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.